Have you ever felt so exhausted that even the simplest tasks seem overwhelming? Now imagine feeling that way every single day, without relief, no matter how much rest you get. This is the reality for people living with chronic fatigue syndrome, a condition that is often misunderstood and, unfortunately, misdiagnosed. Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we explore the health challenges that impact daily life. I'm Bills. And today we're diving into a complex and often misunderstood condition, chronic fatigue syndrome, also known as CFS or myalgic encephalomyelitis, ME. This condition goes beyond ordinary tiredness. It's a debilitating disorder characterized by extreme fatigue that doesn't improve with rest and can worsen with physical or mental activity. In this episode, we'll explore what chronic fatigue syndrome is, the challenges of diagnosis, the potential causes, and the strategies that can help manage its symptoms. Whether you're living with CFS, supporting someone who is, or simply looking to understand more about this condition, this episode will provide you with valuable insights. Let me begin with a story about my friend Rachel. Rachel was a vibrant, active person who loved to travel and was always up for a new adventure. But a few years ago, she started feeling unusually tired. At first, she thought it was just the stress of her busy life catching up with her. But as the months went on, the fatigue became overwhelming. No matter how much she rested, she never felt refreshed. She started to experience muscle pain, headaches, and difficulty concentrating. After numerous doctor visits and a battery of tests that all came back normal, she was finally diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome. Rachel's journey is not unique. Many people with CFS struggle for years to get a diagnosis, and even then, finding effective treatment can be a challenge. What is chronic fatigue syndrome? The basics. Chronic fatigue syndrome is a long-term illness characterized by extreme fatigue that doesn't go away with rest and can't be explained by an underlying medical condition. The fatigue in CFS is so severe that it significantly interferes with daily activities, making it difficult to work, go to school, or even take care of basic personal needs. In addition to fatigue, CFS often comes with a range of other symptoms, including muscle and joint pain, headaches, sleep disturbances, sore throat, and problems with memory and concentration, often referred to as brain fog. One of the most frustrating aspects of CFS is that it's a diagnosis of exclusion, meaning that doctors typically arrive at the diagnosis after ruling out other potential causes of the symptoms. This can make the diagnosis process long and difficult, leading to frustration and feelings of helplessness for those affected. Rachel's experience was typical of many people with CFS. She underwent numerous tests for other conditions like thyroid disorders, anemia, and autoimmune diseases before her doctor finally considered CFS. Even then, the diagnosis brought more questions than answers, as there's no definitive test for CFS, and its causes are still not fully understood. Potential causes and risk factors. The exact cause of chronic fatigue syndrome remains unknown, but researchers believe it may be triggered by a combination of factors. These can include viral infections, immune system problems, hormonal imbalances, and psychological stress. Some people with CFS report that their symptoms began after a viral infection, such as the flu or mononucleosis, while others may develop the condition after a period of significant physical or emotional stress. One theory suggests that CFS may be related to an abnormal immune response. Some studies have found that people with CFS have slightly elevated levels of certain immune system markers, suggesting that their bodies might be in a constant state of low-level inflammation. However, it's still unclear whether this immune activation is a cause or a consequence of the condition. Hormonal imbalances, particularly in the hypothalamus-pituitary-adrenal, HPA axis, which regulates stress response, have also been implicated in CFS. Some researchers believe that disruptions in this system could contribute to the symptoms of fatigue and stress intolerance seen in CFS patients. Another area of interest is the role of mitochondrial dysfunction. Mitochondria are the energy-producing structures within cells, and some researchers believe that problems with mitochondrial function could lead to the profound energy depletion seen in CFS. Genetics may also play a role, as CFS appears to run in some families, suggesting that a genetic predisposition could make certain individuals more susceptible to developing the condition. The challenges of diagnosis. Diagnosing chronic fatigue syndrome is notoriously difficult, partly because its symptoms overlap with those of many other conditions, and partly because there is no single test that can definitively diagnose CFS. Instead, doctors must rely on a thorough medical history, physical examination, and the exclusion of other possible conditions. The diagnostic criteria for CFS include experiencing unexplained persistent fatigue for at least 6 months, along with at least 4 other symptoms, such as impaired memory or concentration, sore throat, tender lymph nodes, muscle pain, joint pain without swelling or redness, headaches of a new type or severity, unrefreshing sleep, and post-exertional malaise, which is an extreme and prolonged worsening of symptoms following physical or mental exertion. Rachel's diagnosis was a long and frustrating process. Her doctor had to carefully rule out other conditions that could explain her symptoms, such as Lyme disease, sleep disorders, and depression. It wasn't until all these possibilities were eliminated that her doctor felt confident diagnosing her with CFS. Even then, the diagnosis felt incomplete, as there's still much that isn't understood about the condition. Managing chronic fatigue syndrome, treatment, and coping strategies. While there's currently no cure for chronic fatigue syndrome, there are several approaches that can help manage its symptoms and improve quality of life. Because CFS affects people in different ways, treatment plans need to be individualized and may involve a combination of therapies. Pacing and energy management are crucial strategies for managing CFS. Pacing involves balancing activity with rest to avoid the boom and bust cycle that many people with CFS experience. This means breaking tasks into smaller, more manageable steps and taking regular breaks to prevent overexertion. Rachel found that by pacing herself and listening to her body's signals, she was able to avoid the severe crashes that would leave her bedridden for days. Cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, is a type of psychological therapy that has been shown to help some people with CFS. CBT focuses on changing negative thought patterns and behaviors that can contribute to feelings of helplessness and depression. It can also help patients develop strategies for coping with the limitations imposed by their condition. Rachel's therapist worked with her to set realistic goals, manage her stress, and find ways to adapt to her new reality. Graded exercise therapy, GET, is a controversial but sometimes effective treatment for CFS. GET involves a gradual increase in physical activity tailored to the patient's energy levels. The goal is to improve physical function without triggering post-exertional malaise. It's important that GET is carefully managed by a healthcare professional who understands CFS, as pushing too hard can worsen symptoms. Rachel worked with a physical therapist to develop a gentle exercise plan that focused on low-impact activities like stretching and walking, gradually increasing her activity as her tolerance improved. Medication can also play a role in managing CFS symptoms. There's no specific medication for CFS, but certain drugs can help alleviate symptoms like pain, sleep disturbances, and depression. Over-the-counter pain relievers can help with muscle and joint pain, while sleep aids or antidepressants may be prescribed to improve sleep quality or address mood disorders. Rachel's doctor prescribed a low dose of a sleep aid to help her get more restful sleep, which in turn improved her energy levels during the day. Diet nutrition can also impact CFS symptoms. Eating a balanced diet with plenty of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins can help support overall health and energy levels. Some people with CFS find that avoiding certain foods, such as those high in sugar or caffeine, helps reduce their symptoms. Rachel noticed that cutting back on sugar and processed foods made a noticeable difference in her energy levels and overall well-being. Alternative therapies like acupuncture, massage therapy, and mindfulness meditation can also provide relief for some people with CFS. These therapies may help reduce stress, improve sleep, and alleviate pain. Rachel found that regular acupuncture sessions helped her manage her pain and reduce her feelings of anxiety. Debunking myths about chronic fatigue syndrome. There are many misconceptions about chronic fatigue syndrome that can lead to misunderstanding and stigma. One common myth is that CFS is all in your head, or that it's just another term for depression. While CFS can coexist with depression, it's a distinct medical condition with physical symptoms that are not solely psychological. Another myth is that people with CFS are simply lazy or unmotivated. In reality, people with CFS often want to be active but are physically unable to sustain activity due to the severity of their symptoms. Rachel often faced skepticism from others who didn't understand the seriousness of her condition, but she knew that her fatigue and pain were very real. There's also a misconception that CFS can be cured by simply getting more rest. While rest is important, it doesn't cure CFS, and in some cases, too much rest can actually lead to deconditioning, making symptoms worse. Living with chronic fatigue syndrome, finding support and hope. Living with chronic fatigue syndrome can be incredibly challenging, but it's important to remember that you're not alone. Support from healthcare professionals, family, friends, and online communities can make a significant difference in managing the condition and maintaining a positive outlook. Rachel found that joining a support group for people with CFS provided her with a sense of community and understanding that she couldn't find elsewhere. Sharing experiences, tips, and encouragement with others who understood what she was going through helped her cope with the emotional toll of the condition. While there's currently no cure for CFS, ongoing research is shedding light on potential treatments and therapies that may offer hope for the future. Staying informed about the latest developments in CFS research can help patients and their families stay optimistic and proactive in managing the condition. Conclusion: navigating life with chronic fatigue syndrome. Chronic fatigue syndrome is a complex and often misunderstood condition that can have a profound impact on daily life. However, with the right strategies, support, and a focus on self-care, it is possible to manage the symptoms and improve quality of life. By understanding the challenges of CFS, debunking myths, and exploring effective management techniques, you can take control of your health and find ways to navigate life with this condition. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into understanding and managing chronic fatigue syndrome. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, managing CFS is a journey, and with the right tools and support, you can find your way to a better quality of life. Until next time, take care.